from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Dust and clean my house once a week. Indeed, it's not a pleasant job to do, but after everything gets clean and neat, it would be enjoyable for me. And here I have a few sculptures, which their dusting is a little hard. Oh no, I was close to drop it. This sculpture is a replica of one of the works of Parviz Tanavuli, who is a well-known Iranian artist whose sculptures are universally known. Before I forget, let me tell you something. We are going to visit the statue or sculpture garden of Tehran Museum of Contemporary Art in order to get familiar with some of the masterpieces of the world's sculptors. Tehran Museum of Contemporary Art was built in 1977 on the western corner of Lale Park. This museum, along with the gardens around it, have been built in an area of 8,500 square meters. In the exterior area of the museum, there are modern sculptures of world prominent artists. Many of these masterpieces are unique. Every year, tourists from around the world travel to Iran and Tehran to visit these art masterpieces. Among the artists that have created these works in the sculpture garden, mention can be made of Henry Moore, Max Ernst, Alberto Giacometti, Carl Schlaminger, Marino Marini, René Magritte, Max Bill, Eduardo Chilida, Parviz Tanavuli, and Dariush Sanizadeh. I am now in Lale Park, and I'm going to visit the statue garden of Tehran Museum of Contemporary Art. To be honest, I'm so excited. Seeing the great works of the world's artists is so exciting, and I'm so happy that these works are in Tehran. Well, I am now standing beside a big sphere This sphere is made of bronze with gold patina. This spherical statue is 156 centimeters. Some parts of it are cracked, and a smaller sphere inside this sphere is visible. Inside the sphere, the architectural elements and ordered forms are intermingled together. Arnoldo Pomodoro, Italian artist, has made this artistic work. And now let's take a look at another sculpture. Well, this sculpture is made of steel. Oh, actually, describing this modern statue is a hard job to do. You have to visit it yourself. And this artwork is called Homage to Pablo Neruda. The artist of this work is Spanish and his name is Eduardo Chillida. Initially, he made the statues by clay, but later on, he used metal in making his works. And this statue is made by my favorite artist, René Magritte. René Magritte is a Belgian surrealist artist. And in this work of Magritte, we see a man sitting on a platform. All the work is made of bronze. This man has a stick in one hand and a bag in another hand. The man has a birdcage under his neck instead of chest. And he has no head. His hat is on the man's cloak. It's a bizarre thing. This statue is called Le Thérapeute and was built in 1967. And now I'm standing by a statue made by the prominent Iranian artist and sculptor Parviz Tanavoli. And of course, describing this bronze statue is also hard, and you have to come here to see it yourself. Well, in my opinion, if there was nothing like art in the world, and the artist didn't exist to show us new perspectives of the world, life would be a very boring place for us to live. Don't you agree with me? Until next time, goodbye!
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.